Just very simple idea. The Pasuk in Shir HaShirim says, Hishbati Eschem Eneisru Sholoyim, Klal Yisrael, invokes this Shvua to Eneisru Sholoyim, the Umas Ha'olam, Im Timtzu Es Deidi, if you find my beloved, Ma Tagidu Loi, tell him, Shecholas Ahava Oni. Of course, in the Moshul, it's speaking in the husband and wife, and it's refers to Klal Yisrael reaching out and saying that we're Cholas Ahava, we have this, we're sick from love that we have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ralbag explains what this means. Ishbat Yeschem Nei Shishlaim Omrozeh said this, Lohoyir, to announce, to make it known, Shehi Tishtadl B'chol Ois, Sheyichnu Kol Koiches HaNefesh, El Haseichel Hahechna Horoi. The Klal Yisrael is proclaiming, is alerting everyone that she's going to be, Klal Yisrael going to be mishtadl with all of our koiches to lahachnia, to what's the word, to what? Humble, but it's subjugate. That's a better word. To subjugate all of the koiches hanefesh to the seichel with a proper level of subjugation. In other words, we're going to subjugate all of our koiches, that all the desires and everything we have inside, all of the koiches hanefesh, which are vast, expansive, infinite, deep, diverse in so many, you know, reaching and striving and craving in so many directions, to the seichel, to subjugate it to seichel, to our seichel, hahechna haroi, the proper amount of subjugation. In other words, there'll be a real subjugation to the seichel. The thema sheyachkor boyato, to the extent that we can delve into it now. The omro lahem, shehi choylas avo, lechoyzek hacheshek asher lo lahapik rotzen Hashem. This choylas avo refers to the strength of the desire that I have to be able to satisfy and to fulfill the rotzen of my beloved. So I have this passionate desire to fulfill the rotzen of my beloved. And I'm telling the Benois Yerushalayim, the Umas Ha'olam, that the expression of this avo is that I'm going to be mishtadl b'chol ois, to be machnia the keiches hanefesh to the seichel. And this seems to be the expression or the outgrowth of this Cholas Ahava. It seems then that Cholas Ahava is not just an emotional feeling. I want to do the Rotzen Hashem. I want to satisfy the Rotzen Hashem. I'm so appreciative. I've so benefited. I appreciate everything Hashem does for us. And therefore, whether it's the Klal Yisrael as a whole or the individual, but from Yitzias Mitzrayim, from Brias Ha'olam and my own existence and Yitzias Mitzrayim and Maimon Har Sinai and everything else, but I feel this and I want to this motivates me with love. I feel this I'm craving to express that love, to be able to fulfill the Rotzen Hashem. But it seems that included in that, it seems that part of that, it seems that the love only really exists as a true desire to fulfill the Rotzen Hashem if it's expressed in a hishtadlus with all of my koyach, with all of my might, to subjugate those koyches hanefesh that I have to the rule of seichel. Without that, so it's not really an expression of love. In other words, oh yeah, I love, you know, but it's empty. It doesn't mean anything. It's if it isn't, if the expression of that love, if that doesn't lead, if that love doesn't come together with this subjugating the koiches hanefesh to the seichel, then I'm not really choylas avo. There isn't really that cheshek to do the Rotzen Hashem. The cheshek to do the Rotzen Hashem carries with it automatically, part and parcel of it, is that commitment and that readiness to be mishtadl with all of my strength to subjugate all the kriches hanefesh to the seichel. It seems to me that what that means is very, very poshut. that, you know, love of Hashem is something that emotionally can seem to, it could come, it could make sense. We could hear that Klal Yisrael has that even today. Sometimes it's deeply buried. But when you stop to think about it, all the benefits and what we have and the privilege, look at the whole world. The whole world is walking around in darkness. They don't even know what their purpose is, what they're doing here. They make up missions. They make up this. But and Klal Yisrael has, the Bo'iri Olam himself has given to us, has revealed to us, and the system to know what to do, to know what we're here for, to be able to develop ourselves and perfect ourselves and to be able to have the best, most fulfilling life in this world, not to speak about to be nene meziva shechino lenetzach nitzochim, for eternity. I mean, it's a tremendous thing, and that can evoke this desire in appreciation. I want to respond. But it's not really an appreciation. It's not really an emotion of love. It isn't true. It isn't real, because it's all that Klal Yisrael said to the Umas Oyle was Cholas Ava Oni. It seems from the Ralbag, it has to carry with it something else. Maybe it's much like the Rashi says, V'avtas Hashem Elokecha, and it says, Mahu Avo, V'hoyu Advarim Eile. If it isn't the Limud HaTorah, if it isn't the Limud HaMusar, if it isn't the Limud HaSeichel, if it isn't taking all the Seichel that I have and subjugating all the desires and the Ritzoinus and the Kechis HaNefesh that I have to that Seichel, which is developed from the Seichel HaTorah, from the Das HaTorah, then that's not real love. I really don't appreciate Hashem, because that's what's, it's machayev that. That's what it is. That is what love is. Love is the is not just this feeling of goodness and appreciation and desire to do, but it's that commitment to implement that with all of my strength to be able to understand b'seichel what I have to do and to be able to be misgaber with the seichel and everything that pulls in every direction to interfere with the direction that I have to go. If that's the case, then I think that the message here is really very, very simple. Without Limud HaMusar, we don't stand a chance. We can't talk about our relationship with Hashem and how much I love and how much I appreciate and I say hoidu and moidim and nishmas and everything else, and I stop to think about it. And I even, some people say it's a good idea if a person has a tzor. I saw once, you make a list of all the chesed that Hashem has done for you, and then you thank Him for it, and this, and that shows how much you appreciate it, and then that's chus, you can get other things in this. That's all very nice. But that's not the expression of cholas ahava. That may be a minimal, rudimentary feeling of some love, of some emotion, of some connection. But cholas ahava, the depths of love, that I have the strength of a cheshek to do the Rotzen Hashem, to satisfy the Rotzen Hashem, that is only if it's expressed with this pursuit of seichel, pursuit of ahoyu advar ma'ele, and then using that seichel to overpower the ritzoinus. And that's really what Musar is. There's the Chochmas HaMusar. There's to know what it is that we're supposed to be doing under each circumstance, under every situation, with each midah that we have, every nisoyan that we have, and that's all the Chochmas HaMusar. That person has to learn in Sforim and to know exactly how and what and how the battle is conducted and the obstacles that we have and the opposition that we have and so forth. And then there's the implementation. There's sheyikonu kol keiches hanefesh el haseichel, and that's probably the musa b'hispailus, that now I know what I'm supposed to be doing, but I have to be able to subjugate those desires. The desires pull us in all directions. The desires blind us to see things backwards, and they're constantly churning and confusing and blinding and making life so difficult. And the avodah is to be able to understand that seichel and to be able to apply it to the extent of bringing all of the keches hanefesh under the control of those seichel directives. And that's not something that happens automatically. It's not just an emotional feeling of, ooh, I love Hashem, you know, great, it's wonderful. But, you know, oh, Hashem, I love you. You know, well, this song like that, whatever it is. It doesn't work that way. It's a small piece of it. Maybe it's a beginning. Maybe it's a motivation. Maybe, I don't know. But it requires seichel, getting the seichel, and working hard work, b'chol uyis, with all of our strength too. And therefore, I think if we want to prepare ourselves for the Yemei HaDin, and we want to maximize the benefit that we could get out of a time like this and Elul, I think that the Limud HaMusar has to become the key, the Chochmas HaMusar, the expectations, the goals, the demands, the obligations that we have, and then the real effort internalizing it emotionally to let that seichel become so clear and so powerful and so focused and so real that I work to make sure that sheds a light and has an influence and then takes eventually control of all the different desires and klichas hanefesh, which can lead us in so many astray in so many directions. So I think that's really the avoida.